But it's time now to talk to our tennis expert, Roger Rashid. Good morning, Rog.
Morning, guys. And what was your say, by the way?
She carried on like a pork chop, Serena. Terrible,
yeah,
terrible
look
for the game.
Yeah, look, it was a difficult time, wasn't it? Especially for Naomi, who I thought played unbelievably well. I mean, she saved 22 break points throughout the course of the 2 weeks, which was 22 straight break points, mind you, in the course of the 2 weeks into the back end of the tournament, which is an extraordinary statistic in its own right, you know, for a young 20-year-old who hadn't been playing great tennis, and then on a big stage. And, you know, yeah, look, I thought it could have been, when you look at it, it could have been diffused really quickly. Generally, when there's a point penalty or a code violation for coaching given, there's not necessarily the reaction that we got from Serena so if it happens, you know, your coach has actually done something, that's fine. It's sort of the rule is you can't coach. If there's a code violation, you generally get on with it. You ask you might ask the umpire what happened, but you'd normally move on. The fact that I think Serena, she obviously does not, in her own mind, she's never seen any of that sort of stuff go on. So she just plays tennis. So she wanted to take it and actually deal with that matter at the time. And I think with the anxiety of what was going on with the scoreboard, she was down a set, she was in a bit of trouble. I think that all built up and it sort of became a bit of a runaway train.
It was painful.
Yeah.
She played everybody.
Yeah,
she knows all the triggers to... She knows all the buttons to push. I mean, she got beaten fair and square, 6-2, 6-4, and then she's played the victim better than anybody I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, look, it was definitely difficult. I agree with you. I think it was out of... I mean, I think talking about the male versus female, I didn't agree with that. I didn't think the umpire was sexist. There was any sexism at all involved in the way Carlos Ramos officiated. He's actually an outstanding umpire, well respected, and he was just doing what he had to do because the rules are, that last game that was taken away from Serena, that was the third violation. She's a great champion. She's done amazing things, and she's been holding women's tennis on her shoulders for a lot of years, and still does. She's the biggest face in women's sport globally, and she's moved the needle for women. There's no doubt about that, and we encourage that and embrace that. I just think right there at that moment, if you could take it back, if you had have just sort of asked what happened, if you walked up to the umpire and had have asked, was that for coaching? Was I didn't see it? Okay, that's fine. Move on, which you would generally normally do on such a minor matter. The game gets played in a completely different light. And who knows what the result is. There's a fair chance she gets herself back involved in the match as she was in the second set. But it fell away and it wasn't good. It wasn't a great scene for anybody, I don't think.
Rog, how can she say to the umpire that she wasn't being coached and then the coach says after the game that he was coaching?
Yeah, she was assuming that, well, she doesn't look up there. Well, she does look up there every time.
Honey, Rog... She looks up there all the time.
No. When I say those, I said...
So she's either short-sighted, right?
Yeah.
Or she was telling a lie.
Good point. Fair enough. And he was coaching. He actually said it. He admitted that. I didn't like the way he said every coach coaches every point. Then he put Rafa involved in it and Tony Nadal. He coaches every point. That is so far from the truth as well. So I was a bit disappointed in that. He just needed to put his hand up and stuff, which he did, and said I was coaching. And therefore, so that's all that needed to be explained. When she walked up, if Carlos had said, look, your coach made some gestures, that's the ruling, it's a code violation. To ask for apologies, and I thought that was a bit where it sort of got out of hand when you're asking an umpire to apologise to you and make a announcement about that as well and to the fans. And, we're sort of moving away from tennis, aren't we, and from what the sport, or for what sport's all about.
I don't mind if they let coaching. I don't mind if the coach sits by like we see in Davis Cup. I don't care about that. I mean, if you've got a coach, you've got a coach.
Terrible look, TK.
You don't like it?
No, well, they've tried it in juniors in the qualifying round. In the juniors in the juniors and also the men's qualifying, it's just it gets out of hand and then then the coaches start getting heavily involved, and some of them are the parents, and so it's sort of, I think it's out of whack. And
fair enough.
Coaching, I love the fact that the sport is gladiatorial, where you actually get out there and you've got to problem solve yourself. I love that about our sport. Davis Cup's different, team events. I can see some good in it, but the only form of coaching I think would be valuable is if you had headsets and you got to the change of ends, you actually were allowed to put on your headsets. The coach had a headset, virtually like Formula One, and you could actually talk to your player like that. That would be a lot more controlled and also measured, but also very good entertainment for TV, because you actually splice that up and actually give it to you, give it to the fans as well.
Let's talk about Naomi Osaka though, Rog. How far can she go in this game, and can she win numerous titles?
Yeah, well, a few things. First of all, she's very, as you would have seen, she's very controlled and very measured emotionally. So, which is it's a really big thing. She was struggling going into the US Open. Had a good period during the year, and then sort of struggled. But you can see she's got control of herself. About the it was about a third or fourth round here. She actually on centre court. I'm just trying to think who it was against, but anyway, she actually won and got excited, and then she got an overreaction on social media, and so about her celebration after the match. So then her matches after that, she virtually has done nothing. So she's very reactive, obviously, and appreciative of what people think. She's got a big game. She hits the ball very, you would have seen she can't get necessarily dictated all day long. She's got a real strong game, strong body. Moves well and can hit winners and dictate the ball off the first hit. She also serves big. So she's got weapons all over the court, and she's very measured on the tennis court as well. So she can go. It's everything's different. I mean, we saw Sloane Stephens win the US Open last year, and then she lost her next nine first rounds approximately. So it does change your world. I think Naomi's pretty balanced, and it'll just be interesting. She's obviously a massive figure in Japan. Will be going to another level now. The first Japanese person to win a Grand Slam, and I like her future. And young, I've always liked what she's been able to offer on the court. It's just whether you can actually package it all up.
In 10 seconds, does Djokovic go on and win this now? It's on serve in the second set after Djokovic won the first.
Oh, big turnaround! I mean, it was Novak was a set and a break up, 6-3, 3-1, and so for Delpo to come back in. I think Delpo's changed his game a little bit. He's not powering the ball. He needs to spread the court a little bit. But I'm still leaning with Novak because he's taken that first set just.
Okay. Good on you, mate. You're a great man. We'll chat again tomorrow. Roger Rashid.